You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics
Truck Yeah
podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, our Director of Training and Development, Teddy Lee Knox. We got a special guest today, Nikki Hardy, our Assistant Director of Operations. Just celebrated her 3-year anniversary at Zipline. Is that correct?
Going on four.
Already looking ahead. We work together with our account plays on the customer operations side, making sure our customers are up to date and meeting all of their service needs. Did I outline that pretty well?
Yeah, that's it.
Wonderful.
One of my favorite things that people refer to in the office when about your expertise with our customers is they call it party projects. And I think that's really fun. And I love that, to Jesse's point of you being able to see data about customers, understand customers, and help create plays, plans, and projects. It's really awesome. And party plays is just really fun to say. So just so everyone knows.
Party plays, party projects. Our listeners, all of our listeners out there, our Truck Yeah heads. I don't know if we've decided what we're going to call our listeners.
I like Truck Yeah heads.
Truck heads.
prior to coming to Zipline, where did you work? What was your role and what did you do?
Yeah, so I worked for 3 to 4 years at a company called Greif, if you've ever heard of it. They're international. They're huge. My experience came from them on the shipper side of things. So I was scheduling a lot of the inventory out of some of their warehouses. And yeah, the experience truly helped me in my role now understand what our customers are looking for and how to make their lives a lot easier.
How about that? Hit the ground running here at Zipline. So we're talking about quarter three today, Teddy. Quarter three. July 1st through
September.
Nailed it. September 30th. Okay. That's typically quarter three on a standard lunar calendar, right? The months of the year. July, August, September. Nikki, quarter two. Talk about some of the pain points with your weekly, daily conversations with our customers. What did we see in quarter two here in 2024?
So we obviously had produce. Outside of produce, I feel like the market kind of steadied a little bit, aside from the hiccups.
Some hiccups? Let's talk about the hiccups.
Just your normal, like, produce season.
Bumps, yeah. I mean, certainly in quarter one, I think we all would agree that January was difficult. The post-holiday lulls into weather-related capacity crunches, right? The weather up in the Northeast and the Midwest in early quarter one certainly threw some things into a tailspin here and for some of our other customer partners. But yeah, heading into quarter two, followed a trend of what I like to call seasonal markets, right? What we say around tax day, April 15th, every year, or mostly every year. We, you know, 2020 to 2022 were a little bit different, but April 15th, the Southeast, produce starts happening, trucks are being gobbled up, more product is being shipped out of those locations, and that tends to cause trucks to head down there so they can get paid a premium to get out, right? Shipping produce, you have to get it off your dock or your field or your production facility to avoid any loss of the product by sitting out in the warm weather. That is certainly makes it a priority. So things are a little bit spicier down there.
Definitely.
Yeah. And Teddy, in your tenure, typically produce ends when in the Southeast?
July 4th. But one of the interesting things I think about quarter two or this year is the last couple of years, produce has been different from when I initially started. So it used to be something similar to another podcast that we have about the logistics holidays. Like, it was actually something that was all hands on deck for the entire produce season, mm-hmm. being prepared. But it's, I don't know if soften is the right word, but it's changed since COVID. Produce is not the same as I remember when I first got into logistics. It is, you know, there's maybe more capacity or there's more flexibility, but it's not to the point where you're really fighting for that truck. You have the flexibility for trailer type. You have the flexibility for due dates with your customers. And I really feel like it's changed over the last decade.
Fair assessment, Nikki?
Yeah. Do you think that COVID had anything to do with capacity coming into the market?
I do. I think that we saw a lot more carriers expand, and then we also saw some carriers leave during COVID and the transition into today, and that's changed things. We've also been able to see more flexibility with the type of trailers being used or how to manipulate those trailer types to fit the product and make sure that the integrity of that product stays. And then I also think that the weather has changed so much, so that produce seasons have actually started later or started earlier. And so you're sometimes in produce season or out of produce season before you even know it. And again, that produce season is not just for everything. As you know, if you go to the grocery store, there's certain things that are in season and that slightly changes. But this has always been this time that we're talking about in quarter two has always been the flagship for produce season.
Yeah, it's a fair assessment. I think one, there certainly is more capacity in the marketplace, right? There's a lot of entries from, probably April 2020 until really April 2022. We've seen more or less an 18 to 24 month steady departure of motor carrier authorities leaving, but there's still, I would say we track it every week in our pricing meeting, but roughly 50,000 extra motor carrier authorities still in the marketplace compared to 2019 pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of extra trucks.
Yeah.
Secondly, Teddy, I think you hit the nail on the head with our experiences having worked here for what seems like 100 years. Sure. It's actually just 12. That's a lot of produce seasons, but I think we're better prepared now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about this for 12. I remember my first one. We've been talking about it. We look ahead. We work ahead. We ask the right questions. As you mentioned, trailer types. Can we ship this dry van shipment on a clean, dry, and off reefer? Mm-hmm. That's going to provide extra availability. So we're working ahead. We're communicating. Hashtag one of our values. We're developing partnerships with both carriers and customers. Another one of our values. And we're working ahead and over, planning so that we don't put ourselves in a bind and deal with getting freight back or getting a shipment back or seeing a massive spike in the rates. Now, we do certainly experience those, and it's been a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But heading into quarter three, as you said, July 4th, typically in the Southeast, things starting to loosen up. It then shifts somewhere else, Southern California, hint, hint, wink, wink. We're starting to see that here for the next probably quarter three, I would say.
Yeah.
So we're starting to see some, capacity crunches. Imports are up in California. I need to do some more research on that. Candidly, I think there's been some diversions. Obviously, Baltimore port experienced a little bit of an issue with the bridge getting hit and knocked over.
Just a little hiccup
change. And then some diversions via the Red Sea. That's been a little bit chaotic out there. So we've diverted to some other places, other ports. I saw both California and Savannah. I believe one more port, Charleston, is up year over year. So that's pretty cool to see. But let's talk about your work with Canopy, Nikki. I know you're an expert there. Reminder, Canopy is our proprietary software intelligence tool that we use to help make unique transportation decisions for our customers, unique and best transportation decisions for our customers.
What's up, truckers? If you're loving this episode of the Truck Yeah podcast, I guarantee you'll also love Zipline Logistics' newest ebook. It's called Leveraging Shipper Intelligence Technology to Navigate Supply Chain Issues. And this amazing ebook dives deep into how you can select the best shipping technology to maximize your brand's ROI, a peek into what technology that's out there, and everything you need to know about Zipline's proprietary shipping intelligence tool, Canopy. And you want to know the best part? It's completely free. So you can download the ebook by visiting www.ziplinelogistics.com or by simply clicking the link in the show notes. This is an amazing resource that you don't want to miss out on the opportunity to check out. So go download it right now. Now let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, so I'm going to start out and I promise I'm coming back to that. It's all tied together. But honestly, I feel like predicting the market right now in the last couple of years has been more difficult than ever because all of the forecasts and the things that people think are going to happen very much change and quickly. But outside of your typical holiday capacity straits coming up, the market seems to have steadied more than it has in the last couple of years. I don't believe it'll stay like this. I think we're going to have a little bit of shakeup in 2025. But in the last couple of years, you know, I've noticed that a lot of our customers have cut out large portions of their carrier networks. I believe they're trying to invest more in relationships. They're looking for trusted partners, partners not only who, you know, they can trust on a day-to-day basis, but like going more granular into that, like vetting carriers, security purposes, and going into Canopy. I think technology is becoming a huge part of what our customers are looking for, giving them their KPIs, showing them, I guess, not only just sharing, you know, here are your costs per case, but why are your why is your cost per case, you know, going up or going down? Like, is there something that you can do to control your cost and make it more efficient?
That goes back to Jesse's earlier point, basically logisticizing for our customers, for all shippers should be focusing on that with their partners. If you can't do that, if you don't have the data behind it, it makes it really hard for you to forecast and grow. So not having that data and not having that trusted partner. Sure, trusted partners are fine. But if you don't have that main partner to help you gauge or, I don't know, your journey through the markets, yeah, or your fiscal year, I think that can make it a lot more difficult. So I like that point of the changes that you've seen, and hopefully shippers continue to find those trusted partners and have some sort of technology to use.
Yeah, and that's exactly what, you know, bringing back Jesse's initial question, Canopy does for us. All of our operators and our account managers on the floor have that knowledge and have that experience, and are able to draw those conclusions to make those points and drive those solutions home with our customers.
I remember my first time in Canopy, I was a little intimidated, but now it's just so easy to be able to draw the connections between those things and have those communications with customers and explain to them what, you know, how you can use the notice time along with transit time, the cost per piece, and, you know, simplify that by their receivers or customers. And then you're really able to manipulate the market and use that in advantage to, you know, talk about ports, you know, like using these ports and having more outbounds from this location during this time, if available, or also helping them understand things to create more leadway, more time to find the right locations, find the right shipments, and, you know, take that market knowledge and use it to their advantage rather than just being subjected to what is happening in the market.
Absolutely. It's optimizing their network.
That's okay. That we could have cut everything I just said down. Yes. Optimize the network.
That definitely falls in line with the partnership. Another one of our values. I think I've mentioned that before.
Yes.
I'm going to go on a little rant here. So in general, Nikki mentioned 2025. There's some, you know, prognosticators out there saying that that is when the market is going to quote unquote flip. I'm making air quotes with my hands right now for all of our listeners out there. We don't have a YouTube channel yet. I think we should get on that. Mm. But that's what we're seeing, right? At the very least, I mentioned the 50,000 extra motor carrier authorities compared to pre-pandemic 2019. There is not a massive spike in volumes as of yet in the marketplace to match up that extra capacity with extra shipments, right? So in general, the market for our customers, our shippers, is soft. They are buying very, very well. There are instances where there's blips or hiccups, if you will, and that would be national holidays, Memorial Day, Juneteenth, July 4th, Labor Day, etc., where people stop working, things shut down, so now we have to change and logisticize or optimize a network to move around capacity. Then we have, shout out to our recent podcast on trucking holidays, right? We have Blitz Week that happens in May, then Driver Safety Week happens in July, and then I believe there's one more
Break Safety Week
in August or at the end of July.
Labor Day
comes up right after that. So newsflash on the quarter three podcast, a lot of those are happening in quarter three, mm-hmm, right? So July 4th, right into the safe driver, right into break safety week. God, I'm going to forget that one. And then Labor Day. So all of those are happening in quarter three, along with flowing out of the Southeast produce into back to school and really like heading into the quarter four blast or blitz of extra, theoretically extra shipments, right? So quarter three has some opportunities for like bumps in the road. I saw at the end of quarter two, you know, typically we were seeing 4% rejections on reefer freight. It jumped up to 8%, right? So we're starting to see these little bumps. So it's important, like we said before, to plan ahead, work with an experienced provider, establish flexibility, and utilize someone who's going to be honest and communicate clearly to adhere to your goals and your objectives so that you can get your freight on to the retail shelf in the appropriate amount of time. There's my rant. Ran over.
Beautiful.
Well, nailed it.
Well done.
That was good.
What else do we need to touch on in quarter three, Teddy?
You made the point earlier about more inbounds into the ports. That really starts to kick off in quarter three, and the capacity changes, you know, inventory also changes. And that's something that's really important to remember, is that if you don't have your inventory in line, that's going to cause you some additional issues that are really hard for a partner to help you with, regardless of how much transit time you have. So understanding those and being able to include all of that with your partner is really important. Your network is needed in these conversations. It shouldn't just be A to B. It should be all your inventory all the way back to the consumer actually taking it off the shelf.
Yeah.
I think that's really important when you're looking at a quarter and looking at working and that trusted partner to, like you said, Nikki.
I think even for our customers, it's hard to get out of just looking at your day-to-day and, like you said, forecasting and looking at your future and planning those types of things. I mean, hurricane season, we didn't say that, but that's also, you know.
We're in hurricane season right now, actually.
Yeah.
How about it? That's another factor, another disruptive factor, hurricanes.
So big, we can't even talk about it.
On a personal note, I know Nikki just got back from vacation. Are you taking any vacations in quarter three, Teddy?
Yes.
Nice. Yes, me too. Nikki, another one?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Okay.
Nothing planned right now.
Okay.
You never know.
Well, that's actually a really good point. In quarter
four, that's why I brought it up.
Tons of bandwidth issues for shippers, for carriers, for customers. So again, if you don't have that trusted partner that can back up the person that's gone, good luck.
Yeah. And you know, we cannot say it enough of working ahead and trying to establish a plan. As opposed to, like Nikki just mentioned, working on a day-to-day basis, like you need to be 2, 3, 4 steps ahead so that you feel comfortable taking your summer vacation with your children or with your family. You know, it's important to prioritize those things and work with somebody that you trust. Nikki Party, Assistant Director of Operations at Zipline Logistics, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It was excellent, Teddy. Always a pleasure.
Same to you. Thank you.
Shout out to our Truck Yeah Heads or whatever we're calling our listeners. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review wherever you listen, Apple, Spotify. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on another edition of the Zipline Logistics
Truck Yeah
Podcast. See you next time.